Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me live this morning is Michael Cornell, Hamburg Central School Superintendent. As we look at reopening plans, and your plan, along with many other districts too, submitted to the state on Friday. How does that make you feel today? Are you kind of like in an in-between period because you've come up with the plan and now you're just waiting for the final word on it? Is that right?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. We worked really hard through a pretty robust process to develop the plan. A lot of stakeholder input, about 85 or 90 people. So we submitted it on Thursday afternoon, and you know, we'll wait and see what the governor has to say about which of those three instructional scenarios we're likely to reopen in September.
Michael, I've looked at a lot of plans over the weekend, and I believe yours is like a lot of other districts where it's kind of the kids spend a couple of days in school and then do a few days of remote learning. Can you tell us about your plan?
Yeah, if we're in a, you're referring to our hybrid model. So our hybrid model would call for students at cohort one be in school on Monday and Tuesday. Cohort two would be in school on Thursday and Friday. Wednesday would be a day for deep cleaning, teacher planning, and things like that. You know, we'll try to make sure that cohort one, we understand, we're going to do it alphabetically. We'll make sure that families are in the same cohort, households are in the same cohort. You know, we'll have robust remote learning, off-campus learning for students on the days when they are not on campus. So we're going to tackle that challenge as soon as we know which of the scenarios we have to enter in.
Sure. Now, if it is the hybrid plan, how flexible are you for hardship cases with families?
Well, we know that we're going to work to provide accommodations for students and families who can document that they have a circumstance that requires an accommodation according to the state guidelines. So, you know, we understand families have particular circumstances, understand their staff is going to have particular circumstances. So we're going to work really hard to make sure that we understand the circumstances, take it on a case-by-case basis, and make sure that we do right by people.
Have you already seen cases or had families come to you or to any of the principals that you have, you know, that are not comfortable with bringing their kids to schools this fall, regardless of what plan it is? Do you think a certain percentage of parents will opt to keep their kids home this fall?
Well, I think that when we did that survey in June, we got a pretty decent read on the percentage of people who were particularly uncomfortable sending students back to school. I think the number was somewhere in the order of 15%. You know, now whether that uncomfortable is just I'm uncomfortable or the uncomfortable is, you know, I have a particular health-related circumstance at home that puts me or somebody in my family in a vulnerable category. But I think there's going to be some, and you know, I think the governor made reference to the obligation to school districts to help people feel comfortable, and we're certainly going to work really hard to do that in the Hamburg Central School District. You know, our plan is based on four keys. You know, first and foremost, we want to promote safety and minimize risk. You know, we have to normalize behaviors according to the DOH. So density, distance, masking, cleaning, hand hygiene, health checks. You know, those kinds of things, you know, our public is looking to us to see if we can actually normalize those behaviors. And I think the extent to which we can do that will cause people to be more comfortable sending their children to school. And we hope they do. I mean, there are enormous benefits to having children on campus learning. So we want as many parents as possible to send their kids to us as often as they can send them.
When do you think school would start in Hamburg?
Well, our school calendar, we just made an adjustment at our last board meeting. We plan to have 2 days of professional learning before the first day of school. We changed that to 4. Because the first step in normalizing those behaviors so that we can model those behaviors well is to bring all of our staff in early for 4 days and really work together and making sure that we can execute our plan. So according to our plan, the first day of instruction, whether it's on campus, off campus, or hybrid, is going to be September the 10th.
Okay. What about testing? Is there a built-in testing requirements for teachers? Is there testing of students?
No.
For neither?
No, correct.
Okay. And why is that?
Provided a plan through either our local health department, the state Department of Health. There's nothing in any of the guidance that provides for schools to engage in any type of a testing program for asymptomatic populations or otherwise.
What about, checking students as they come into the building? Are there temperature checks?
So what we're going to do is we're going to work with families and with staff to make sure that temperature checks for students happen before they get on the bus or before they leave the house for school if they're walkers. And we're working on a solution through technology to make that easy for families. We understand that there may be some families who may not be able to do that for lack of a proper thermometer, and we have a plan in place to make sure that we can provide families with that so that they can do that at home. That's the best way to do it. And we're going to ask all staff to do a temperature check and answer a 5-question health questionnaire before they leave to come to work.
Okay, because if you did it when they got to school, it would really be too late already, right?
You can make that argument. That's our perspective, yes. We're going to have as much of that happen as possible in the home before they come to us. And, let's be realistic, right? We're going to have boys and girls who come to school for one reason or another where the health check doesn't happen. We'll know that when they come in, and we'll act on that. And we have a plan in place to make sure that we can provide students with that temperature check on site when we have to. But the preference is, the plan calls for it to happen in the home.
Michael, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks so much. We'll be checking in with you as we get closer to the start of school and obviously as these decisions get finalized.
Okay, always good to be with you. Have a good day.
You too. Michael Cornell is superintendent of schools in Hamburg Central.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.